Welcome, everybody, to the Supersize Phys Ed podcast. I am your host, Dave Carney, and this is my podcast. So let's get going. All right, to start, I'd like to talk today about dance in PE, especially for warm-ups. So I was a little shy at first. I'm not going to lie. This is my eighth year in Fort Myers, Florida, teaching and kindergarten through fifth. And what I noticed was that my first 2 years, I was a little shy to use music, especially to do any kind of dancing, because I'm not much of a dancer. I like to think that I am a Backstreet Boy, but I'm definitely not. So the way I use music, I think it's very important, first of all, to use music for transitions, to use music for just when they come in, get the energy going. And so I want to talk about how I use music in PE. So to start, one of the things I use a lot is Kids Bop. Now, I know a lot of people use Kids Bop and people are looking for something different. However, it really is a good thing to have because it's good, clean music. It's good for the kids and you don't have to worry about bad language or anything like that, obviously. So another thing I use is at the Apple Music sharing, so I can get all the songs I need. And yes, there's a monthly fee, but I think it's worth it. I use it at home and everything, so I just think it's worth it to have. And if not, that's okay. You can download some free music and other things, whatever you're looking to use. You can use things like, you know, Spotify, SoundCloud, Pandora. Is that still a thing? I'm not sure. But using pick your method, I guess. Pick the thing you're going to use and go with it. Your platform, I guess I should say. Pick your platform and go with it. So again, I use Apple. You don't have to. You can use whatever works for you. Other groups I like, I'm a big Toby Mac fan, Toby Mac. So he has a lot of good, clean music. And so I'll play some of his songs. I'll play groups, you know, just like, I mean, big names, but just make sure it's clean. Like some Michael Jackson songs, not all, but some. I play other artists like Britt Nicole and Mandisa and just other popular songs, as long as they're clean, is all good. So now what I try to do is I try to choreograph them. Not always, but you know, I'll do exercises and then I'll mix in some dance moves with it. It's been good having coaches. I have three pairs that can dance a little bit. Some are really good in the past I've had, and some are like me where they really can't. So we try to choreograph some. I look online for other inspiration. So, you know, I do research. I'm not kidding. I'll look up certain songs that are popular and see if there's YouTube videos on people dancing to them. And some are ridiculously good. There's no way I could do those. But some are pretty basic and easy. And so, you know, I'll look through. There's some places or some websites. One's called Refit Rev. And it's mostly girls dancing. But usually they have a few guys like me in there. And they'll pick some popular songs and choreograph them. And some of them are really hard, some of their dances. But again, some are easy enough where I can take a little bit and then, you know, use it for a class. So do the research. My wife thought I was crazy a couple summers ago. I'm not kidding you. I probably listened to and watched Bye 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 by NSYNC, I don't know, 200 times for different moves I can use. And eventually we got something where it worked for the kids. So we use dance for kindergarten through about third or fourth, a little bit of fifth, but they're more kind of not into it as much. So some of the things I'll do is I'll use something called Fit Radio. I'll use that for especially fourth and fifth grade. And they have some really good mixes, and we'll do more exercise instead of the dancing. However, I do like the music for the background as we're doing some just different warm-up activities. Okay, something else we use. on our outside projector, I had a projector put in a couple years ago. When I bring it out, sometimes the weather's not great, but when I do bring it out, I'll show apps or websites like Go Noodle and Just Dance. And Ben Perillo has some great dance choreographed songs. So I can play those and project those. And I could be walking around as they're, you know, watching the kids, helping them out as they are dancing. And we'll do that inside the building as well when we have rainy days. So I know not everybody's in that situation, but if you have a projector, which I strongly suggest you have, you can project these dances, these choreographed moves, and the kids love them. I mean, in Go Noodle, they have something called Blazer Fresh, where there's some really good dance moves, and some are pretty hard, but most of the time it's pretty basic. So any of those will work. Just Dance, we have. There's the gummy bears for the kindergarten and first graders, the gummy bear dance. There's Mario, which they really like a lot. And just dances like that, the kids move and they have fun and they get exercise. It's just great. All right, so one of the things I like to do is I make my own mixes. And I use GarageBand. I actually have a tutorial that I have on my YouTube channel. It's Coach Kearney 99 is my YouTube channel. And I call them music montages. So that's what it's actually called there. What I'll do is I'll take GarageBand and I take pieces of songs and put them all together. And I got this from Disney, actually. I was we live about three and a half hours from Disney, so we'll go there a couple times a year. And we went to Downtown Disney, which is now called Disney Springs. And it's just bunch of shops there, and music and restaurants, and it's just a nice place to walk around. And they had a DJ there in a big pavilion, like amphitheater, and he was just getting people going crazy, you know, moving and grooving to old songs, you know, 80s songs, new songs, and he just kind of made a nice mix. And so I'm like, wait, I could do that. That'd be pretty cool. So what I did was, I went on GarageBand, and again, let's say I take a whole song, like Can't Stop the Feeling, and I only want part of it, though. I don't want the whole song. I will drag it into GarageBand, and by the way, you have to own these songs, and what I mean by that is you have to buy the songs, which kind of stinks, because I'm paying like $15 a month for Apple, but if I want these songs, you can't just stream them, you have to own them. So I bought the songs I want, and I'll put about 5 or 6 songs in a mix. Depends on how long I want the mix to be. And so I'll take, like, Can't Stop the Feeling. Then I'll put a little sound in between them. In GarageBand, it's called, like a boomer sound. It just makes, like, a crashing sound or something. And then I'll put a new song in there for a little bit. And it's really not that hard. Again, look at my tutorial if you get a chance on Coach Kearney 99, Music Montages. It's really easy. I actually do it on my phone. On the YouTube channel, because of the sound, I couldn't get it to work. So I usually just do it on my phone. It's real simple. But I used on my laptop. So use GarageBand, make the mixes, and it's great. So we'll do something like YMCA, and we'll do like the first, you know, part with the chorus, and then it goes into a different song, you know, Kung Fu Fighting, and then it goes into just something totally different and random, and the kids really like it, and they know all the moves. I've been working with those for a couple years now, and just I just added a new one, and guess what I added? Fortnite dances to my mixes. My son loves Fortnite, and I know a lot of kids love Fortnite, and if they don't, some of the dances are pretty cool, so we will add those. You know, honestly, I fought the floss for a long time. I'm like, this is the dumbest thing ever. However, the kids love it. And so I kind of got a little better doing it over the summer. And then I'm like, well, you know, if they like Fortnite, let's just keep going. So, you know, we added Hype and we added Orange Justice. And if you have no idea what I'm talking about, definitely go check out Fortnite Dances because that's what the kids really enjoy right now, most of them. And as a matter of fact, that's another thing you could show on your projector is some of the Fortnite dances. The kids really like to follow along and just, you know, try their best, trying to keep up. So those are some of the dance things I use. Like, if you can't beat them, join them. I mean, the Fortnite thing, the floss, I just, you know, I've seen some people do some really cool things with the fads that the kids have, like when they have the fidget spinners, and certain PE teachers were making games out of them. And, you know, if you can't beat them, join them, right? And water bottle flipping, that was driving me crazy. But they found a way to make it work and make it into like a target game. So go with the trends, go with the fads that the kids like. Don't fight it. It's hard. It's hard not to, but you know, go with your gut for the most part, but if it's something trending that the kids really like, go with it, have fun, and just enjoy the kids, enjoy the dancing. Even if you can't dance, they like seeing that. They like seeing that I'm terrible at dancing, but I love doing it. And it's, you know, I was a DJ a couple weeks ago at the back to school dance, and I'm up there dancing with the kids and trying to get everybody moving and grooving and having a blast. And the parents, some of them were making fun of me afterwards, you know, just joking around. But, you know, I enjoy it, and the kids like it. And I had actually former students of mine help out. They're like my background dancers, the middle schoolers, and even a high schooler that I'm good friends with, or his family. So, you know, just enjoy it. Enjoy the process. Don't be shy. Get out and dance, and let's go.